We did this thing where, so like the Montreal Canadiens, the Ottawa Senators, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, just given our proximity, are all rivals, and it's weird, like nobody talks to each other and whatnot. And this attack happened. The Leafs were in Ottawa, like they were held in their hotel. No, the place was on lockdown. The game got canceled. And then it was about a week later, the game, there was a game back in Ottawa. And I think they were playing like New Jersey Devils or somebody. We had a game here and Montreal had a game at home. And we were all talking about like, how are we going to honor what happened and like the people who lost their lives in the capital and in Montreal. And everyone's kind of talking about like different things that we could do. We were going to get like some guys from the Argyle to come and represent Nathan Cirillo because out of Hamilton. And we were all kind of just like trying to bounce around ideas, and everyone's like, the focus is going to be in Ottawa. Everyone is going to pay attention in Ottawa. So like, that's how it should be. And then I was like, well, then why don't we just go to Ottawa? And everyone kind of looked at me and I was like, instead of doing our own ceremony, let's show theirs live on our board, show their solidarity. And it was like, yeah, let's do it. And so we call Ottawa, we call the NHL, and everybody's cool with that. So we just have to line up our broadcast. Totally cool. Montreal got word of it. They called me and asked if we could use the same idea.
It's like a choreographic moment of silence.
Exactly. So for the first time ever, three teams that hated each other were all in sync doing the exact same thing. Because at that moment, you know, there's something bigger than hockey. And it was the line that we used in our PA script was, you know, we're enemies on the ice, but tonight we stand united together.